New Orleans police say that the rats are eating all of their marijuana. A new study suggests 1 in 5 people can't recognize a zucchini, and 2 men planned to have a large python eat a lady's daughter before blowing up her house. These are the weird stories for Tuesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast in existence. Thanks for spending some time with me. I'm the host, Jonesy. Let's go. The New Orleans police superintendent says the rats are eating all of their marijuana. The rats are eating the weed. Couldn't be that the police are smoking the weed, right? I'm sure the rats are eating it. Fiction can be fun, but I prefer the reference section. We have here a New Orleans City Council hearing that took place on Monday about the very sad and pathetic state of the city's police headquarters, which apparently is facing some issues with mold, infestations. There's plumbing problems. Police Department Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick even said that, you're not going to believe this, but rodents are now munching on the drugs that are kept in the department's evidence room. Rodents. Those are the cops, lady. Those are the cops taking the drugs. Are you stupid? This has been going on forever. Everybody knows this. No, well, you know, these drugs are disappearing. It must be the rats. I'm sure that police department is telling the superintendent, oh, yeah, the drug's missing. The rats are eating it. Yeah, yeah. Did you just tell her the rats are eating the drugs? Yeah, I couldn't think of anything else. Pass the pipe, bro. I don't know where this superintendent came from, but it's almost as though she has no clue how it works. Drugs have been disappearing from the evidence room for a long, long time. It's not the rats, honey. The police are like, hey, we confiscated 40 pounds of marijuana. We just want to say good job on the recovery of that 30 pounds of marijuana. It's really good to get 20 pounds of marijuana off the streets. You guys know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're keeping a tally of all this. Okay, so in addition to all of this nonsense, Anne says that not only are the rats eating marijuana, get this, Anne says they're all high. The rats are high from eating the marijuana. This is the cockamamie scheme that they came up with to tell her. What are we going to tell her? Tell her the rats are eating it, and that the how can we prove that? I don't know. Tell her the rats are high. We saw that the rats are high. Well, if the rats are high, you should have no problem catching them with bags and bags of Doritos, correct? And maybe you can retrieve your marijuana. It's very unlikely that unprocessed marijuana flower is getting the rats high upon munching it. I find it very hard to believe. Obviously, Anne doesn't know anything about marijuana or anything about how police units work either, I don't think. Says here, while it's unclear from Superintendent Ann's comments what kind of cannabis products the rats are reportedly devouring, it's unlikely that unprocessed marijuana flower would even get them high. Maybe it's edibles. I didn't think of that, but it could be edibles. I highly doubt it's all edibles, though. It says, while research has indicated that rats respond to marijuana smoke and vapor, much as humans do, raw marijuana contains hardly any active THC. Instead, it contains THC-A, which must undergo a process known as decarboxylation in order to become a psychoactive substance. That's a nice little education on how to get high, guys, in case you're wondering how to get high. Don't walk out into the field and just start munching on the plants. That's not going to work. Anne says morale among the police is already very low over there, and this work environment does nothing to boost that morale. Well, maybe they should eat more of it. That'll boost their morale. And try some of the other, quote, evidence that'll make you happy. Hey, and I say this, if you come across some very stoned rats over there, just catch those little critters. You can use them. We'll team up with the meth gators and the crack bears and have a drug-fueled animal gladiator combat tournament televised. A new study suggests 1 in 5 young people cannot recognize a zucchini. The French government is examining plans to increase home economic education after a new study which claims 1 in 5 young individuals are unable to identify everyday vegetables, such as a zucchini. Wow. I'd like to know, where do you get one of these research grants? Because it just seems like they're throwing a lot of money at stupid studies like this. There's a lot of money floating out there for science, and this is what we're doing with it. Guys, I've been doing research on Florida for like 4 or 5 years. I should get some research grant money for that, wouldn't you think? I'm probably an expert in Florida degenerate behavior. We have here a survey that was conducted called the French Daily Diet. And it highlights the disparities in dietary behavior between different age groups of the French population. Those between the ages of 15 to 24, which is about 20%, can't tell the difference between a zucchini and a cucumber. They were faced with an image of a zucchini. 18% of young people thought that it was a cucumber. 2% thought they saw an aubergine. Aubergine? Aubergine? I'm not sure what an aubergine is. Let's stop. Let's pause and look up our terms here so that we're all on board. At least, well, I could be the dummy here, and maybe I'm the only one who doesn't know what an aubergine is. I thought that was it looks like it might be a color, an aubergine. Or is it a type of fabric? Oh, I like your aubergine fabric, your aubergine coat, your aubergine jacket. I'm so stupid. Hold on. Oh, it turns out that's just a fancy word for eggplant. Yeah, well, it definitely those aged 15 to 24 know what an eggplant looks like because they use it as the emoji, right? Everybody knows that. I guess if you turn a vegetable into an emoji, then people ages 15 to 24 will probably know what it is. How sad, guys. We're more familiar with emojis than we are with real life objects. But that's Gen Z for you. The face is in the phone too much, I think. This is the fallout of your face being in your phone. You can't recognize a zucchini at the end of the day. Although in their defense, I've confused a zucchini with a cucumber on one occasion. Cut into it. I thought it was a cucumber. Oh, nope, nope, nope. Definitely zucchini. Sometimes you forget to look at the little top of it. There's a little square knob. The root is like a square shape on the zucchini, and the cucumber isn't. It's a very tiny little vine thing. That's the difference there. And the cucumber has sometimes these little nubs on it. It's ribbed for her pleasure, I heard. Guys, ribbed for her pleasure. Come on now. That was a good one, guys. Did you know you could use a cucumber for such things? Well, you're learning a lot today on Weird AF News. Here's some more stats here. Among people aged over 24, also interviewed based on vegetable images, the results were still not very promising either. 11% couldn't recognize zucchinis. 10% confused them with cucumbers. Well, I mean, this is slightly concerning, but I don't think this is a threat to civilization. What should be concerning to everyone is that 1 in 5 Americans believe that pop icon Taylor Swift is helping President Biden win an election under some covert government effort. This is true. A university did a study. They found about 18% of Americans believe this. I mean, this is what we need to be concerned with. We need to be concerned with the Americans who believe lizard people are operating behind the scenes and trafficking children and drinking their blood. All of this sort of right-wing conspiracy theory nonsense that's just a product of just the most undeveloped brains that are probably alive right now on the planet. Now, according to the study, people could recognize cauliflower. Only 4% of the respondents didn't know what cauliflower was. I'd imagine they perhaps confused it for broccoli, although it's a different color. It has the same shape. I don't know. Sometimes you confuse things like cabbage and iceberg lettuce. I've seen people confuse that. And that's sort of not out of the ordinary. But I've never, you know, I've never looked at a zucchini and been like, oh, is that a pickle? Must be a pickle. I never looked at a carrot and was like, hey, that's a leg of lamb. Watch out. It says here, to encourage the younger generation to eat better, cook, and consume fresh products, 83% of young people agree that there should be better information and education on food products in schools. Yeah, do they not teach you that in schools? I think I remember learning about the 4 food groups, which ended up being a bunch of bull crapola. But it did teach me what certain vegetables are called, vegetables that I had never seen before because my family didn't eat a lot of vegetables, and the vegetables we did eat were out of a can, and then we all wondered why Jonesy never grew. I had some real A1 nutrition when I was a kid. Hey, I don't think my parents ever looked at the side of a box to see what the ingredients were in there. I don't know how much poison I took in, but it was a lot. Not to mention I think we had lead pipes in the house and asbestos siding on the house too. So that was great. And there was smoking going on. In other words, I'm saying all this to let you know it's a miracle I'm recording this today. It's a miracle I've lived. Now, what is concerning to the French government is this study that shows the consumption of fresh fruits and vegetables is really less frequent among young people these days, as they tend to resort more to processed dishes, 44% compared to 23%. In fact, 89% of 15 to 24-year-olds prefer starchy foods, such as pasta, rice, and potatoes, and 40% eat canned goods and jarred goods as well. You know, it's no coincidence that we're seeing more obesity in younger generations. It's because of statistics like this and behavior like this, dietary choices like this. Perhaps it is a lack of education. But if the school isn't providing it, then I assume the parents aren't providing the education. Shouldn't you provide this sort of information to a shouldn't you sort of get your kids on a healthy dietary launch pad of some sort that involves vegetables? That seems important. I know I would. If I had some children, I would make it a point. You know, we're seeing a lot of young people with diabetes. Cancer rates are surprisingly high, higher than they've ever been for younger people. We're all wondering what's going on here. Well, you know, all of this processed food is probably a factor. I'm just guessing. I'm not a scientist, although I play one in this closet. It's the sound of science. Boop, 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 science. I forgot to say that. Oh, guys, one more thing regarding zucchini. I just Googled this. August 8th is National Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Day. I've never heard of this day. It sounds like a lot of fun. Just leave a tasty zucchini on your neighbor's porch. August 8th. Who's with me, guys? I'm going to forget this when August 8th rolls around, so somebody please remind me. And I'm going to put, my neighbors don't have porches, but I'll put some zucchini on their doorsteps. How about that? I'm going to backdoor them some zucchini, maybe. Backdoor zucchini, guys. Come on, backdoor zucchini. Oh, innuendos.
Yay!
Two men plan to have a large python eat a woman's daughter before blowing up her house. That's quite a bit in a title there. This story is out of Georgia. It sounds more like a Florida story, but not too far. Two Georgia men have been accused of setting off a bomb at a woman's home and plotting to release a python to eat her daughter. Authorities say 34-year-old Caleb Kinsey, 37-year-old Stephen Glosser conspired to harass, intimidate, injure, or kill the woman who owned the house. Glosser and the victim allegedly met on a dating app, but their relationship eventually went south. No way. The relationship went south with a man who comes up with a plan to include a python in the eating of a daughter? So surprised it didn't work out. Anyways, after the relationship went south, they decided to block each other. That's when Kinsey got involved. I suppose that's Glosser's buddy. The men allegedly planned to shoot arrows into the victim's front door, mail her dog feces and or dead rats, scalp her head, blow up her home, and release a large python to eat her daughter. what a good friend this is, huh? You got to... Hey, man, what's got you down? Oh, you know that girl I went on a couple dates with off of Hinge? Yeah, well, she blocked me. You know, I would really like to get her back, but I don't know what to do. Hey, man, I'm your best friend, and I hate to see you down in the dumps over a lady. How about we smoke some crack, drop a little acid? I'm sure we can think of something to do to her. Maybe watch some Looney Tunes. I'm thinking bombs and snakes and arrows, dog feces. Hey, the menu is huge, all right? Hey, how many of us can say we have a friend like that? What a lucky man he is. It says here, the jilted man, Glosser, found the victim's home and built an explosive device along with his buddy Kinsey using Tannerite, which is a brand of firearm target designed to explode when struck by a bullet. The two then used the device to blow up the woman's house, police say. They just blew up her house. A witness told investigators they saw a black SUV leaving the scene, which was determined to be Kinsey's car. Yeah. How nice is that friend, right? Very devoted. We can even use my car. I'll drive you there, buddy. So dumb. Police served a search warrant on Kinsey and Glosser's home and their phones. Authorities found evidence of explosives and a journal belonging to Glosser. Oh, I'd love to know what was in that journal. They probably hatched out the entire plan, wrote it down in the journal. Okay, step one, acquire a large python. Wait, how do we get one of those? Well, what do pythons like to eat? Hey, Google that. Oh, I can't Google it, man. They shut off my phone. Okay, let's start over. Step one, you got to pay your phone bill so then we can turn on the Google and then we can look up what a python will be eating. Yeah, man, but like, let's do a step before that where we smoke all the meth. Oh, that's a good idea. Step one will now be smoke all the meth. Step two, get your phone turned on so we can Google what pythons eat. And then step three will be we get that, whatever that is that the pythons eat. And that way we can acquire a python to use in the devouring of the daughter. This is coming along just great, I think. I'm glad I wrote this down in my notebook that says Glosser's Journal on the front. There's no way this is going to come back and bite me in the ass.
Yay!
Hello, my friends and loyal listeners of the Weird AF News Podcast. I want to let you know how much I appreciate you joining me for this episode. I appreciate it. Thanks for all the emails and the articles that have been being sent to me the past few days. I appreciate it. You can always send stuff to funnyjones@gmail.com, or you can slide into my Instagram DMs @funnyjones as well. We have a phone number here if you'd like to call and leave a little voicemail, introduce yourself, say hello. It's a 646-450-2012. If you would like to support the show because you're a rich bitch, then you can make a PayPal donation or buy me coffee off my website, weirdafnews.com. Right on the homepage, you'll see some places where you can click in order to support the podcast. Or you can join the Patreon. You can do that at weirdafnews.com as well. Or go to patreon.com/weirdafnews. Or download the Patreon app on your phone. Do a search for Weird AF News right there. It's easy to find. And you can become a member of the Patreon, which is a nice little club of big-time Weird AF News fans. It's a lovely little community we have there. And it's open enrollment, so come on in and join us. Appreciate that. I will see you tomorrow, and good luck with your life, man. Good luck with your life, man. Good luck with your life, man.